Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Frisky Friday. We made it. We made it all the way to Friday. Wow, what a week. Some crazy weather, and it's been hot, and this weekend is going to be a lot of fun. Lots of stuff going on here in Pensacola. It's Frisky Friday. I've got Pensacola Humane Society in the studio. Got Sherry Kincaid and Mikayla Russell. And who do we have joining us today? Oh, sorry. Wrong mic. There you go.
We have Vato today.
Vato, which is dude in Espanol.
Yes, sir. He's 4 years old. He has been in there since March 6th is when we got him. And we got him on a transfer from Santa Rosa County. Super sweet boy. He loves to snuggle. He loves, like, soft toys. He's not crazy about cats, so if you have any cats, I'm sorry you wouldn't be able to have him.
Yeah.
And his birthday was just 3 days ago, so wouldn't that be the perfect birthday gift is to be adopted?
Getting out of that shelter.
Absolutely.
Feliz cumpleaños, Vato. Yes. Did I just tell him Merry Christmas or Happy Birthday? I think it's Feliz cumpleaños. Yeah, that's birthday. All right. Talking Spanish here on News Radio Pensacola. Got Pensacola Humane in the studio. Go to PensacolaHumane.org for all of the latest news and information on what we'll be talking about today. We got some great events coming up with Pensacola Humane, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah. We actually have a bathe-in tomorrow from 10 to 1 p.m. at the shelter, which is 5 North Q Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. We will have a lot of fun there. We'll be able to bathe your dog if you just do a $10 donation, and there'll be bounce houses. There'll be treats for your friends.
And bring a towel if you don't mind.
Yeah.
That way we can dry off your fuzzy friend after we're done giving him a bath.
Mm-hmm. And this is important because, you know, especially if you have a pretty good-sized dog, bathing them is quite a challenge.
Right. And this way we can get it done for you, and they'll be nice and clean, and that way your home can smell nice and fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't just Febreze it. Come down to the bathe-in tomorrow at the shelter, 5 North Q Street in Pensacola, 10 to 1. You guys are also, you've got a lot of events going on tomorrow. We've got another one as well.
Yes, we've got a dual event day going on. We've actually got an adoption event off the Palafox Market at the United Methodist Church from 10 to 1 p.m. as well. So we'll have half of our staff divided. We'll have some adoptable pets at that event off Palafox Market, and then we will also have some adoptions available at the shelter. So just come to either one. You choose whichever one kind of suits your fit.
And if you don't have a dog, you can come to the event. That's the adoption event first. Get yourself a dog, then take them over to the shelter and
get
have them bathed.
Cleaned up, yeah.
Brilliant idea.
Exactly. Do you think Vato will make an appearance down there, maybe?
I'm thinking probably we'll take him.
He looks like a pretty good traveler.
Yeah,
he really does.
He's a good boy.
Such a sweet, sweet dog. I was petting him in the lobby earlier, and he nearly knocked me down. He just wanted to lay on me. It was great. 437-1620, if you have any comments or questions. I am going to post pictures of Vato on the News Radio Pensacola Expert Panel Facebook page, and I will also share them to the Jake Walker Facebook page because that works. Last time I had Sherry and Mikayla on the show, we had Meatball. And if you remember Meatball from our pictures online, what a cool dude. He had a bandana on and sunglasses, and he was just chilling. And our own Jeremy Neisler from the studio in here, he's our he does a lot of programming and makes sure our show runs on time. And he just had to have old Meatball, so he went and adopted him. It's been great. He's been a different person ever since, I swear.
I'm telling you, they save the heart.
They do. They really do. So definitely go by, make the Pensacola Expert Panel your friend on Facebook. Follow us for all of these pictures of these cool pooches. We got Vato in the studio this morning. Sherry and Mikayla, thank you for the work that you do. What else do we have coming up later on this summer that we can look forward to? Any other events you can tell me about?
I know she's got a couple of other things in the works. Nothing that's really been pinned down yet, so we can't really say. But we do have our pet pantry that is twice a month. And that'll be coming up again, I think, around the 26th. It's going to be whatever that Friday is that towards the end of the month. And then we'll be having that. And then there's usually clothes we can get. A lot of times we have beds. So if you need anything at all, even, you know, if it's not food related, a lot of times come on down because odds are we're going to have something for you.
Right. And every day could be an event for you if you want to go by and just take a dog out for the day, take them for a walk, go out and have lunch with an animal. You can go by and donate your time. We talk about this always on the show, but let's recap. For somebody who might be just joining us, maybe they're new to the area, they don't know about Pensacola Humane Society, we need their help, right? We need involvement.
We need fosters and volunteers at all times. We've actually got some super, super, super cute puppies right now that really need fosters. And when I say cute, I mean it. Just come on down, stop at the shelter. We'll provide you with everything you need. Food, water, the cage, beds,
Nice. Anything
you can really need, some toys.
You can fill those applications out online, mm-hmm. so they'll go directly to us. Like she said, just come on down and pick up a puppy to take home to love on. If you want to do volunteering, that's pretty much really how you have to do the application online. And then the volunteer coordinator will send you some PowerPoints to take a look at and stuff, and then set you up with a mentor, and then after that you are good to go.
Wow, that's great. They get mentors?
Yeah, they'll come in. I mentor them a lot. We have another lady, Regina, who's been there probably 15 years as a volunteer, and she mentors also, so we'll show you all the ins and outs and what fors, and then once we're done, you're good to take up for a walk. You can just sit in the kennel and play with them. You can do whatever you want with them, basically.
We do have a text in here. Somebody wants to know, how long does it take for a dog to understand its name change?
It really kind of depends on each animal. Mm. I always try to tell people to encourage them with their new name, kind of call their name, give them a treat, encourage them with positive rewards with their name. Okay. Don't try to call them anything else, like don't call them baby, don't call them sweetie, just call them by their name and just reward them every time that they come for it. And I would say usually it takes about 3 to 4 weeks sometimes for them to pick it up.
Mm-hmm. I heard the other day somebody was talking, I can't remember what program it was, I was watching one of my programs on television, but they said that always name your pet a two-syllable name. That way you can almost attach a melody to it, like, like Vato, or you know, the way you say the name with those two syllables instead of just one, just like, Ruff or George. It just doesn't have the same, like, they can get used to that little kind of timbre and the melody and the rhythm that you add to it. So that'll help, too, if your dog's just not really,
A lot of times they come to the tone. So, like, the training and stuff, if you're not clicker training but you're just using voice commands, it's a very curt, sit, down, like, it's all one syllables. So they understand that tone. But if you do that, like, oh, Vato, come here. Yeah. And then they get that melody, like you said, in their voice. And then they know, oh, that's where the food comes from.
Right.
I'm going there.
Yep. And anybody that grew up out in the country like I did, when it was time to come home for dinner that night, when it was getting dark, you didn't know what your mom was saying, but you heard that tone, like, it's time to come home for dinner. So, everything with my mom was two syllable because she wanted me to hear it. 437-1620, we are taking your calls and your texts. We've got Vato in the studio. I'm going to be taking pictures of him and putting those up on our Facebook page. So go by and give us a follow. The Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. I'm Jake Walker. We'll be right back with more Pensacola Humane right after this.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks. Rent a kayak or a paddleboat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center. Or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit PlayPensacola.com or follow social media at PlayPColaParks. It's time to get out and play.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, 1211 takes the stage.
To love me like I love on you.
Playing a mix of classic oldies, top 40, country, and hip-hop, 1211 is an energetic and dynamic pop R&B band. So grab your blanket or lawn chair and enjoy Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
You got a head full of paper, but baby, nothing like origami. Shredded thoughts and makeup will make up for the missing piece of mine.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, Frisky Friday. We're having fun with Vato. He is up on the desk. He's ready to get on a microphone and tell us his thoughts on politics. What do you think about Trump, Vato? What do you think about Biden? What do you think about all this craziness? 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola. It's Frisky Friday. We've got Pensacola Humane Society in the building. I've got Sherry Kincaid and Mikayla Russell. They do great work. And we were talking about this on the break. If you go to PensacolaHumane.org, you can see their year-to-date animal statistics. And I was mentioning this in the break to you, Mikayla. The life-saving percentage is almost 98%. That's amazing.
Yes, like, we are absolutely a no-kill shelter. The only time we ever have to make any of those awful decisions is if they've already came in an emaciated state, or right. if they are at that time of their life, or if they have came up with a disease that is untreatable and it's right. too far along. That's the yes. only time we ever have to make that bad call.
Yes, all natural proceedings there. But if it's not in that case, then you guys have a 98% rate of life-saving for these animals, because, yes, we want to avoid those outcomes as much as we can. We don't want to euthanize our pets, and we want to control the pet population.
Yes, we
so
do.
So have those pets spayed or neutered, as Bob Barker used to say. All right, so we've got a couple events we want to remind you about. We've got a bathe-in going on tomorrow from 10 to 1 at the shelter, 5 North Q Street in Pensacola. And what's the other event going on at Palafox Market?
So it is an adoption event. It'll be at the United Methodist Church. There'll be a few dogs up there with some of our staff and volunteers walking them around, being able to be acquainted with. Miss mm-hmm. Sherry Kincaid will be there herself, so if you want to stop by and see her, she will be there at the Methodist Church off of Palafox Market. And then we will also have our bathing event, and that'll be a lot of fun, too. There'll be a bounce house. We'll be scrubbing down your pets. We just ask to bring a towel and a $10 donation, and we'll be happy to do that. And we might even have somebody there to be able to clip your dog's nails if they let them. So right. just come on out. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And we were talking a little bit before the show came on about how important the adoption event is, because a lot of people go to the website to see pictures of the pooches and the kitties you have available for adoption, but not all those pictures make it to the website, right?
For sure. There is some that are just available for foster right now, but they can mm-hmm. be fostered to adopt. Some of our younger puppies, they haven't made it to available yet, because if they don't have a rabies vaccine because they are under 3 months old, if they're not neutered yet, they will not pop up. But we still allow those dogs to go out to foster until we get their alteration appointment set, and then we would supply all the needs that you needed until that appointment is done, and then after they get fixed, altered, or whatever is stopping them from being marketed as adoptable, We will get all that taken care of, and then you guys will be able to finalize adoptions after all of that.
Yes, and fostering is super important. We talk about this a lot. The shelter life can be stressful on our little animals, and you know, there's a lot of different smells, a lot of different barks, and I guess purrs, I don't know, meows going on, and you know, it's very stressful for them. So anything you can do to get them out of the shelter, even if it's just for a day, I love that you can foster to adopt on some of these animals that way. You know, because what we don't want is the wrong home situation for an animal. We want the one that matches up. And we want that experience to be great for the possible owners.
And it's the perfect time of the year to adopt a pet or to foster a pet. You've got all summer. Your kids are on their summer break, so they've got all that time to get acquainted with their new pet, to make sure that they are kennel trained, to make sure that they are going potty outside. They've got all that time to devote to their new furry friend. And hey, if you're a teacher, you've even got the whole summer off, so come on down and adopt that pet.
Right. And we want to remind people about the Pet Pantry. I think that's going to be the 28th, I think, is the last Friday.
I believe so, yeah.
The 28th is the last Friday, so we'll have the Pet Pantry event. This Pet Pantry is great because you can donate or receive supplies from the Pet Pantry if you need it, if you're down on, you know, down on your luck, and if it's one of those weeks where you just come up a little bit short. You know, the other day my alternator went out, so, you know, it's like you just don't plan for some of those things sometimes. And, you know, you're a little bit short, but don't leave the food out of the bowl for your pet, and don't surrender your pet. Let Pensacola Humane help you out today with that Pet Pantry.
We will do all we can to be able to keep your pet in home with you. We'll give you all the resources we have. Hey, Vato. Sometimes we even have cat trees in there, so stop on by. You might get some good goodies stopping
exactly,
by the pantry.
Exactly. And right now, Sherry is doing her best because Vato is a lap dog. He's a little bit big for a lap dog, but he thinks he's a lap dog. So.
He thinks he's a 45-pound lap dog.
Exactly. That's great. We're going to start taking pictures of this Vato, and we're going to put it up on Facebook. So definitely give a follow to the Pensacola Expert Panel on Facebook. We're going to take another quick commercial break. And we'll be right back after this. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. I think he's licked about every microphone and every headphone set in here. That's great. But that's how we do it here at News Radio Pensacola. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Hey Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's Frisky Friday. I've got Pensacola Humane Society in the building. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. We've got a couple minutes left with Sherry Kincaid and Mikayla Russell from Pensacola Humane. Go to pensacolahumane.org. And you can see pictures of some adorable pooches and kittens that need a home. And we need people to adopt. We need people to foster if you can. Just come by and take a dog out for lunch and just walk him. Get him out of the shelter for a little bit. Go to the cat room, hang out, let him crawl all over you. It'll be great. We've got Vato in the studio. We're going to post pictures of him on our Facebook page, Pensacola Expert Panel on Facebook. So follow that. If you don't see a picture of a pet that you think you might want, no fret, my pet. Go down to adoption event 10-1 on Palafox Market at the United Methodist Church, and that'll be tomorrow, 10-1. Correct. And we also have the bathe-in 10-1 tomorrow at the shelter, 5 North Q Street. Hop on in there and check them out, and I'm sure you'll find your forever friend there. Guys, thank you so much for the work you do. Let's talk real quick about how we always need volunteers, right?
Correct.
Lots to do around the shelter.
Lots to do. And even if you don't want to do anything but just sit in a kennel with a dog, that helps so much that people don't even realize it helps to socialize them. They feel more secure. They get de-stressed, at least for the time being, which is, you know, I mean, it will take that little bit if that's all we can get.
Right.
But there is always a ton of things to do.
You can answer some doors. You can put donations away. You can walk dogs. You can bathe dogs. You can do some paperwork. We'll find something for you to do. You just tell us what you want to do and we can get you going.
Yes. And here's a quick list of some things that they could use down at the shelter. Dog and cat toys, dog and cat food of any kind. Treats. They always love treats. Dog harnesses, collars, leashes. All sizes, dogs and cat kennels, dog and cat beds, laundry detergent, bleach. That's something people don't realize, too, is the amount of laundry and dishes you guys do.
Oh, we do a ton.
Dawn dish soap, even. That's what we do a lot of baths for the kittens if they have fleas.
Mm-hmm.
So we use the Dawn, but we go through that like water.
Right. It's amazing how much Dawn is used in these settings. Like somebody posted the other day, they're like, you know, Dawn has got these commercials and they're washing everything but dishes. Like, I don't have any oily ducks, you know, I don't have one hanging out. But yeah, we used to bathe. We had a little bit of a flea problem with one of our cats one time, and just some cool water and some Dawn really got those.
Let it sit on there for about 10 minutes. Yeah. It'll suffocate them all. And then you rinse them down the drain and you put their preventative on and it prevents them from getting back on there.
Yeah. And makes your kitty smell really good. Right? I love Dawn. I love the smell of Dawn.
Yes.
All right. 437-1620 is our number. You can always call or text us. Thank you so much for the work that you guys do helping control our pet population and make our pets happy. Go by the shelter, make one happy today and take them home and make them your friend. We've got an adoption event going on at Palafox Market. Also, the bathe-in from 10 to 1 tomorrow at the shelter at 5 North Q Street. Go to PensacolaHumane.org. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
See you Monday.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.